The leader of the chief opposition party, the Democratic Alliance, John Steenhuisen, says the government's using the crisis presented by the Delta variant to cover its failures.
The truth of the matter is we're sitting without vaccines, and we're sitting with a situation where less than 1% of the population is vaccinated, leaving many, many people at risk. I've visited a number of sites where they've had to close the sites down, not because there's no demand, not because there's no personnel, but because there are no vaccines.
His view is that any jab that's even mildly effective against any strain of COVID-19 must go into South African arms now. Professor Helen Rees is the scientist credited with building South Africa's Health Products Regulatory Authority, or SAHPRA, into one of Africa's few internationally renowned medicine control bodies. Rees told an online briefing of reporters there are very good reasons why a vaccine rollout should rely on scientific evidence of efficacy and why SAHPRA cannot simply give in to public and political pressure.
We've now got a new variant. And every time you see a new variant, we immediately have to say, will the vaccines that we have work at all, work as well, work for mild and moderate disease, work to stop transmission of the virus, and very important, most important at the moment, work to prevent severe disease and hospitalization and death.
Scientists say it's no good having a vaccine that technically prevents death but not serious illness. In that case, they say, people in South Africa will still die because there aren't enough hospital beds, ventilators, and doctors to care for them. It's encouraging, though, says Rees, that preliminary evidence suggests most of the vaccines currently available, including one being rolled out in South Africa, Pfizer, are very effective against preventing severe disease in people infected with the Delta mutation. The country is also using the Johnson & Johnson shot and could also use AstraZeneca in the future, and three more, says Rees.
The Sinovac is the most advanced, and it's an advanced stage of review. The Sputnik as well is well underway in terms of the review, and a very new application has come in now for a third vaccine called Sinopharm. And that's the other thing to remember, is that as the Delta is becoming so prevalent across the world, that we are going to be able to draw on other countries' experiences of using vaccines that we're also using, and we'll be able to look and see what they are establishing in terms of the effectiveness of that vaccine.
She agrees that the priority for South Africa now, with 2 million infections and more than 60,000 fatalities, is to get people vaccinated with safe jabs as fast as possible.
The longer we have large numbers of people who are not immunized, the more likely we're going to see the emergence of new variants. In addition, you can see how many variants are emerging all the time and changing, and the impact of when you have a variant like the Delta variant in terms of rapid spread and increased transmissibility.
South Africa's intense third wave of the pandemic has resulted in the government reimposing a hard lockdown. But scientists say this, coupled with an extremely low vaccination rate, won't stop a fourth wave from striking in a few months' time. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.